Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, No. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, and here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Joel Skousen, and we're going to be talking about the issues mentioned in this week's World Affairs Brief. And ladies and gentlemen, we are living in what are potentially very, very dangerous times. Joel, pick up the story.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Let's first talk about North Korea and China's special relationship with this bad boy of the East. Kim Jong-un, of course, has rattled the world's cages for the past 3 weeks, but it appears that all the bravado and threats of nuclear war with the U.S. are going to peter out in a flurry of missile launch tests. The U.S. will even bend over backwards to keep from interdicting any of these missile tests, unless, of course, the trajectory is calculated to hit Japan or Guam. Thus, when this little episode is over, Mr. Kim will be able to back down to a more normal level of rhetoric, having saved face with his I showed them what I can do missile exercise. And the most valuable from all of this is the extent of China's deference toward North Korea, even so far as to avoid criticism of the latest of Mr. Kim's outrageous and premature threats. Well, the UK Observer speculated this week as Pyongyang, the capital of North Korea, moves ballistic missiles to the coast, it may also be planning to disable computer networks in the U.S. It said on Friday North Korea attempted to heighten fears of military conflict when it told embassies in its capital, Pyongyang, that it could not guarantee the safety of their staff in the event of war. This was giving them kind of an ultimatum to get out by April 10th. Well, April 10th came and went. Nothing particularly happened. It's also interesting that they don't know of any particular embassies that actually cleared out their staffs. So it means that most of the Western countries aren't taking this serious as well. As for the missile launches, North Korea has their most advanced missile, the Musudong missile, with a range of anywhere from 1,865 miles to 2,500 miles, multi-stage missile, capable of striking South Korea, Japan, and U.S. bases in the Pacific. Possible launches are expected to be tests rather than targeted strikes and may be timed to coincide with the 101st anniversary of the birth of North Korea's founding father, Kim Il-sung, born on 15 April. Now, in response, South Korea sent Aegis destroyers equipped with advanced radar systems to both of its coasts. The U.S. had earlier said it would speed up the deployment of its missile defense systems in Guam. And North Korean media continued to describe the standoff in dramatic terms, accusing the U.S. and South Korea of making the madcap nuclear war maneuver. Well, that's White House Press Secretary Jay Carney correctly noted, this is bellicose, unhelpful, and unconstructive rhetoric. The Yonhap agency of South Korea even reported that North Korea is playing a shell game to make it difficult for U.S. to track where the missiles will be launched from. They said a South Korea and the United States brace for a possible missile launch by North Korea. The communist nation appears to be moving several missiles repeatedly on its east coast in an apparent attempt to interfere with intelligence monitoring. The North continues to claim that the aim is to ignite a nuclear war against the North through a preemptive strike by the U.S. and South Korea. Well, obviously that isn't true. It is simply propaganda for their own people. I'm sure that if they started a war, they would tell their people that the United States started it. And all of this particular saber-rattling, Stan, is particularly unnerving to Japan, which is well within range of North Korea's short- and medium-range missiles. However, as I and other experts have insisted, North Korea lacks both the quantity of weapons to take on the West and the air and sea transport capability to project power beyond its own borders. You can't win a war against the West or its allies simply by launching a few missiles at Japan or Guam. That would only demand a massive retaliatory response, but North Korea could not survive. Now, it can attack South Korea. As I have said last week, it is too premature to do that since China would be compelled to back up North Korea and risk an early world war with the West that it is not yet ready to prosecute. As for the cyber attacks on the West, that remains real, though not lethal in its possibility. There was a defector who claims that he was part of the regime's 3,000-member cyber warfare unit. I'm challenging those numbers. As strange, it doesn't take but a handful of skilled hackers to carry out widespread cyber attack, not quantities like 3,000. Nevertheless, North Korea does, train for a lot of cyber attacks, as well as China, which regularly attacked through its infrastructure. The North Koreans attacked recently South Korean communications and broadcasts in that country. But as I have said before, isolated cyber attacks won't and can't bring down a nation. There are holes in the West's cybersecurity, as always, but there are also numerous and powerful safeguards, which are always being improved. North Korea and China can make inroads into a few areas, but not sufficient to bring down a nation or its military attack. With cyber attacks only, the real danger is the potential for another limited military strike by the North on South Korea. These happen almost yearly and have been deadly in the past. South Korea has been acting with the same permissiveness and restraint as the U.S., obviously under policy control from the United States, which is determined to preserve North Korea as a trigger event for World War III several years from now. As the Observer noted, this past policy of tolerance for deadly attacks by the North is now a major issue in the South, as it should be. They said last week the South's new president, a woman, Park Geun-hye, said that the military would hit back hard if provoked. Her predecessor, Lee Myung-bak, was criticized for a slow response to attacks. It's actually no response on a naval ship and an island in which 50 people died. That was the one shelled by North Korean artillery. An editorial in the Korean Times and those living in both the North and the South said they had reason to be vigilant. Not a single expert can say for sure what will be the unpredictable regime's next move, but one thing is certain, it will be both Koreas, South and the North, that will have to shoulder the risk of any misjudgment or calculation made by North Korea. Very true. Indeed, I'm glad the people of the South are getting weary of this excessive tolerance by the U.S. and the South Korean government. That doesn't mean they'll be able to change that policy, and I don't believe it will change. I think we'll still see the U.S. South bending over backwards to make sure that North Korea is not defeated.
Okay, we'll hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen right here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase a medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. And Joel, you go right on.
We're talking about South Korea, or North Korea, and the threat. Bill Gertz of the Washington Free Beacon wrote this week that U.S. and allied intelligence agencies have identified the launch zone of the North Korean's east coast, where Pyongyang's military set up to fire a salvo of missiles that risk being shot down by U.S. missile defenses in the region. In any case, the official speaking on condition of anonymity said, in addition to the 2,500-mile range in Musudans, the North Koreans could conduct test firings of several 620-mile range Nodong missiles and shorter-range Scud missiles. Now, one of the reasons why North Korea may have been allowed by China to threaten the U.S. so vociferously is that such behavior may be used to justify North Korea's launch of dozens of missiles simultaneously. Russia and China have long wanted to see how good the Aegis missile defense systems are that we have. And this may be one of the reasons why the U.S. is saying they may not try and intercept all of the missile launches to deny them the ability to discern just how good our systems are when working with multiple targets. Can you see the play that's going on here? I can see this as the reason why, you know, we're going to see so many simultaneous missile launches. The United States and Japan have moved at least four cruisers and destroyers equipped with Aegis missile interceptors to the seas between North Korea and Japan. These are armed with short to medium range SM-3 interceptors. That's the U.S. Standard Missile 3 interceptor. It's capable of hitting some intermediate range missiles, but analysis say the interceptor could be stretching its capabilities by hitting a Musudan because of the higher speeds of this missile. Could not be learned if U.S. ground-based interceptors are capable of knocking out the last stages of the Musudan, which are believed to have sought, have enough range to reach Guam. But the U.S. also has long-range interceptors based in Alaska and California that are on alert to counter any missiles fired toward the United States. One of the reasons this standoff is going to end up focusing on missile tests is that North Korea is angered by the U.S. Security Council resolution passed earlier, which bans long-range missile tests by North Korea. And some U.S. military officials are displeased that the U.S. is softening its approach to North Korea and China. And this has been going on for many years. U.S. defense officials say that the Obama administration and Pentagon sent a dangerous mixed message during the current showdown. The apparent softening of U.S. resolve in the standoff by canceling a missile test out of Vandenberg Air Force Base is disturbing. After dispatching nuclear-capable B-52s and then B-2 bombers to South Korea last month, that was part of the exercise meant to signal extended deterrence, then they backed down from this Minuteman III test. Well, the U.S. has been almost in daily contact with representatives from China trying to negotiate a stronger intervention by China toward North Korea in light of the bellicose threats. China always plays as if they are cooperative in controlling North Korea's nuclear ambitions. but they act at a snail's pace. Although these Minuteman III tests have no direct relation to the current crisis, they are done on a regular basis, not because they're really needed, but some suspect they are done in order to use up the remaining supply of U.S. ICBMs at disarmament message meant to please Russia. And Prime Minister Vladimir Putin did praise the U.S. missile cancellation, suggesting Moscow has been pressuring the United States to limit its missile flight tests. Last year, the Pentagon postponed the Minuteman III launch three times and then waited till after the election because of protests from Russia and China. Well, naturally, North Korea has not softened its outward response to the U.S., despite U.S. conciliation. And that's the way North Korea has acted for decades. Are the U.S. policymakers stupid, seeing that this isn't working? Or is there a long-term agenda that needs to preserve North Korea as a trigger for a future war? That's what I believe.
Go right ahead.
In other news, Bill Gertz did talk also about the fact that the U.S. under Rose Goldfinger, the who's an anti-nuclear activist, has been put in charge of disarmament for Obama, is planning another round of disarmament talks with Russia and China. Mrs. Gottmuller, of course, made no mention of a remark that the Obama administration is planning further cuts in U.S. nuclear weapons beyond the new START level of 1,550 deployed warheads, but those cuts are expected to be announced by the president himself in the near future. Now, it's very obvious that despite increased hostility between Putin and the West, the U.S. is determined to continue its unilateral disarmament with Russia. And I say unilateral because China always fails to comply and the U.S. goes through with their part anyway. It is even more important to emphasize that the U.S. has never entered into any disarmament deal with China. And I doubt China will ever do so, since such deals always involve some kind of inspection routine, which China does not want. All of China's nuclear weapons and missiles have been built in secret and stored in some 3,000 miles of underground tunnels, according to CIA estimates. The U.S. has been able to track China's nuclear tests and missile tests, but has only limited satellite data on China's nuclear weapons factories and facilities. Of course, in all of this, Stan, there is evidence of North Korea and China having a special relationship. Some of the evidence for that is that ever since the Korean War, which China, played a major role in backing up North Korea, it has always maintained a special relationship. For example, one of the evidences, Chinese Communist Party and the North Korean Workers' Party deal directly with each other. They bypass China's foreign ministry and are handled by a department that reports directly to the Chinese Politburo. A couple of members of the Politburo have had training in North Korea and have come up, with North Korean leaders. And so there are indications, of course, of change. A little bit of criticism is allowed in the press in China and North Korea, whereas nothing was allowed before. A state-controlled Chinese news outlet for the first time on Wednesday specifically criticized North Korea. It's the Global Times is what it's called, an official Communist Party-affiliated newspaper. It stated in an editorial that North Korea has overdone it. But then another one, newspaper which criticized North Korea, had their editor sacked. And so there still is a policy of protecting North Korea. But I think there is a reason for China to want to allow some criticism of North Korea. That will allow China to save face by not appearing to give complete and unconditional support to its radical ally. China does have some rationale for allowing Kim Jong-un to be perceived as the bad boy underling of China, as a future trigger for World War III. Having an unstable image applied to Kim gives North Korea not only the likely excuse to start a war, but gives cover to China, who will have the actual plans behind launching this war, who will be responsible for those plans. In concert with, Russia. But for now, neither are ready for this war, and that's why this latest saber-rattling, in my opinion, will most likely fail. So that's my analysis on North Korea, Stan.
Well, I hope you're right and that nothing is going to come out of this. We'll just have to wait and see. Go right ahead.
Well, let's talk about some of the gun legislation update. As the House moves closer to a bill, the Senate will also bring up legislation to the floor after enough GOP senators failed to support the Rand Paul-led filibuster that attempted to stop it early in the process. Two Democrats voted against the move to curtail debate that were Begich of Alaska and Mark Pryor of Arkansas. But it wasn't enough to counter the whopping 16 Republicans that betrayed conservatives Rand Paul, Mike Lee, and Ted Cruz, who were filibustering the bill. This required 60 votes in order to close down the debate and move it on to the Senate for full debate. The pressure building from the left to pass this legislation shows how desperate they are to get something passed, and there are maneuvers on all fronts to sway the tide, including mass social media efforts on Facebook, Twitter, and prolonged specials on establishment media sites like CNN to turn the public favor towards new gun laws. Of course, Obama has gone on the stump, pushing his gun control agenda and the resurrection and resurrecting the horrors of the Newtown tragedy in order to do so. The most important lie being propagated is the overwhelming desire for, quote, universal background check. Sheldon Richman explains the logical holes in this legislation in his article in the Future of Freedom Foundation. He says, those who favor universal background checks on gun buyers make some ridiculous arguments. For example, opponents correctly point out that gun buyers with criminal intent will always find channels that require no background checks. Gun running is among the oldest professions, and the black market will always be with us. Thus, the promise of universal background checks, even if that were a legitimate government activity, is a fraud, because universality cannot be achieved. Now, it's also important to understand that even police don't believe new restrictions on either guns or magazine size will help stop criminal acts with the guns. That's because there are too many of them out there in the world to control anyway. Thomas Lifson wrote in AmericanThinker.com, if our major media was not fully committed propagandists, they would report the findings of a large-scale survey of law enforcement personnel on the subject of further gun legislation. Police One, the leading website for law enforcement professionals, received over 15,000 responses to its survey on gun policy and law enforcement. They constitute a strong refutation of the liberal program and so must be suppressed at all costs. For example, virtually all respondents, or nearly all, 95%, said that a federal ban on the manufacture and sale of ammunition magazines that hold more than 10 rounds would not reduce violent crime. And number two, the majority of respondents, 71%, said a federal ban on the manufacture and sale of semi-automatic weapons would have no effect on reducing violent crime. And more than 20% said the ban would actually have a negative effect on reducing violent crime because of its restriction on civilian deterrence against crime.
Well, you know, the one thing that is never brought up is the fact, I mean, everybody would logically say, look, we don't want people who are homicidal or tendencies to be able to buy a gun. There ought to be some sort of a check to make sure some crazy person isn't going to buy a gun. And certainly I think most logical people would say that, but you do not want the federal government have a list of everybody who has a gun, and that's the real purpose behind this. And not only if that legislation had been in place, Adam Lanza would still have his guns because he stole the guns. He killed his mother and stole the guns. That's what we're told. So a background check on people would not have prevented Adam Lanza from getting guns. But the big thing is, and here's where we're missing the boat, we need to go on the offensive and point out they're not interested in preventing crime. They want a list of everybody who has a gun. That's what it's really all about, and they're simply lying. And when we go on the offensive, we can have an effect. Otherwise, we're always on the defensive, and we keep losing.
That's right. Well, there's a real slick thing coming up. That is, now that it's going before debate, amendments will be open for this bill, which does not contain an assault weapon ban right now. And that's going to be one of the amendments that's proposed. There's also the very devious Republican amendment from Senator Toomey, who's teamed up with Democrat Joe Manchin, to offer a big amendment to the Senate bill saying it will limit background checks to gun shows and online sales. Now, this is what they're selling. We're going to limit these background checks to only gun shows and online sales. But that's not true at all. As Gun Owners of America said in their details, they also have in this bill, this amendment that's coming in, see a shrink and lose your guns. It's basically saying that if you go for any reason to a psychiatrist or psychologist for the most minor type of consultation, that you're going to lose your gun. In fact, that is exactly what's happened in New York State right now. People with gun permits who have been to see a psychologist are now getting letters from the New York State saying that your gun permit has been revoked because you have seen a psychologist. I mean, no hearing, no understanding of what that visit to a psychologist was, just the assumption that you must be mentally unstable if you've ever had psychological treatment. So any of your kids or anybody who goes to get treated with these psychotropic drugs for hyperactivity or something are going to get banned from guns forevermore. And that's why it's what, as you pointed out in yesterday's interview, psychotropic drugs ought to be banned, because that's what causes people to commit somebody's suicide. And all of these people who have been under some form of mind control or hypnosis have been on these psychotropic drugs, like the Holmes kid in the Batman
hold, series. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with Joel Skousen.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survived, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and subscribe to the World Affairs Brief and then how they can get your books on how to survive in times like this.
Thank you, Stan. The World Affairs Brief does have a modest subscription price to support my work, but people can get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. My other website, joelskousen.com, has descriptions and pictures of my three books on preparedness. My major emphasis in life is to warn people about what these secret combinations of power are doing in our world. But as we do warn about that, we need to prepare in case we cannot keep them from controlling and taking away our liberty. So my primary, my bestseller in that regard is the book Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, helping people understand where they can find increased safety in the coming wars that will come and the social unrest that will follow in all these major urban areas. My largest book is Secure Home, over 700 pages of everything you need to know about high security and self-sufficient construction of homes and retreats. And my other book is in its brand new fourth edition called The High Security Shelter Book, and it covers the architectural plans of how to do a special safe room inside an existing basement. And all three of these books can be had from Radio Liberty.
By calling 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927.
The last thing I want to mention, Stan, on this, the gun legislation is the Toomey, bill, and this is a Republican, and this is how deception really works in legislation. They have a Republican claim that he's going to defend our position and offer an amendment to limit the effects of the bill when, in fact, fine print in the deceptive bill is what betrays us, and that's exactly what Toomey is doing. He may not have had an intent deliberately to agree to this, but there was tucked into this language is the repeal of one of the most important protections for gun owners that was included in the 1986 McClure-Bolger Act, the provision that would allow you to take an unloaded, locked-up gun through states like New York who have gun prohibitions without being stopped or arrested. Under a new section of the Toomey-Manchin-Schumer bill would require you to demonstrate to the satisfaction of New York police where you were coming from and where you're going, and if they don't like what you say, they can arrest you. I mean, how do you prove where you're coming from and where you're going? You just can't do that. So this is a very bad provision. Anyway, we need to be very, very careful of these people who claim to be helping us or saving us. We can only trust analysis such as put out by Gun Owners of America. Larry Pratt is really the only uncompromising gun lobby. Well, another story that I'm covering in today's World Affairs Brief is the Obama budget being dead on arrival. A couple months past the deadline, Obama finally presents his budget to Congress, and even the Democrats don't like what they see. He's manipulating the CPI once again downward, the one single government index benefit in the Social Security payments. And it's something that's bound to put fear in the heart of any politician. If they sign on to this budget, the retaliation of seniors is going to be very swift. As I've said numerous times, there's no public support for cutting spending among the majority of people, not only those on the receiving end of government money, which are legion, but those liberals who love to use government money to support their favorite causes. And government money means other people's monies. Well, Obama started out this predictable call for higher taxes with the wealthy, eliminating their tax deductions, but not the rest of us. He calls them loopholes. And, of course, for us, mortgage deduction and other things are very essential deductions on our tax returns. He also claims that he's met Republicans halfway on these budget issues, but that halfway was the Republicans giving in on some of his tax increase demands in order to make the Bush tax cuts permanent. But now Obama wants the other half, too. And Republicans argue, says Fox News, that they've already consented to increase taxes as part of the fiscal crisis deal and have expressed little interest in negotiating another hike. The president's proposal unveiled would raise an additional $1.4 trillion in taxes and also change the consumer price index once again. And Fox News says the current method of reassuring increase of measuring increase in consumer price index would be modified to track a process known as change CPI. The new method takes into account changes that occur when people substitute goods rising in price with less expensive products. It results in a slightly lower annual reading for inflation. Well, I hate to, you know, rain on Fox News parade, but that's exactly the kind of manipulation the CPI has been undergoing since the Clinton administration. Substituting cheaper items in the sample basket of goods anytime something goes higher. I'd like to see the details of what they're really planning to do to the CPI, because what they're saying they're doing or going to do has already been done, and is what keeps the manipulated CPI at least 50% of real inflation. Real inflation, I think, is between 7 and 9%, not 2 to 3%. A lower CPI affects the Social Security cost of living adjustment called COLA, which is supposed to increase Social Security payments each year according to the CPI. By manipulating the COLA or CPI downward yet again, the government proposes to save $130 billion over 10 years. Although the administration said it planned to protect the most vulnerable seniors, well, how do they do that? I suppose that means they will have a means test, after all, for all Social Security recipients. Some will get the COLA and others not. And that's going to make a lot of seniors mad, and seniors do vote. I think the best analysis on Obama's budget was by Investors Business Daily. They basically had this summary about the devastating effects. First of all, they say Obama budget boosts spending and deficits over the next 2 years. Obama's own budget numbers show that he wants to hike spending over the next 2 years, $247 billion compared with the baseline, which even after his proposed new tax hikes would mean $157 billion in additional red ink. Obama claims he'll be tough on spending and deficits later on, but every budget expert knows that boosted spending today only makes it harder to cut later. Number two, Obama's budget vastly exaggerates spending cuts. The press has widely reported that Obama's budget would cut spending a total of $1.2 trillion over the next decade. But Obama's own budget shows that he actually cut spending a mere $186 billion. Obama inflates his claimed savings by first canceling the automatic sequester spending cuts, which he signed into law, and I don't know where he gets the authority to cancel the sequester. That's something that only Congress can do. Third, Obama relies almost completely or entirely on tax hikes. Obama's budget shows his plan would increase revenues by $1.4 trillion over the next decade. That means his budget proposes $6 in new taxes for every dollar in spending cuts.
And, but number four, Joel, the problem is when you raise taxes, well, you usually get in less money. And what happens is people simply don't sell the various things. You raise the capital gains tax, people are not going to keep selling. They're not going to keep trying to get capital gains if they're going to have to give it up in the form of taxation. Raise taxes, cut income, and all of these budgets will see a fall flat on their face. Be right back with Joel Skousen.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. May God bless America. This message from Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, the full-line gun store and indoor shooting range, the largest gun safe dealer in Colorado. For information, call 472-5600. That's 472-5600 or visit rmss.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Joel Skousen. Joel, go right ahead.
The fifth criticism from Investors Business Daily on the Obama budget is it cuts the deficit less than claimed. Obama says, my budget will reduce our deficits by nearly $2 trillion, Obama said Wednesday, but his budget shows total deficit reduction over the next decade of just $1.4 trillion. Remember, this doesn't mean it's cutting the cost of government, it's just cutting the deficit. Actually, they're increasing deficits during this period of time, and they start to rise again, even worse, after 2018. And as you know, no government ever stays to the budget anyway, so these projections for 10 years mean absolutely nothing. It also creates, number six, a new entitlement without a reliable means to pay for it. Obama claims he can finance a new $76 billion preschool for everybody program by raising tobacco taxes again. But there's a couple things wrong with this. First of all, every time you use tobacco tax revenue, tobacco sales decline and you get less revenue, as they did last time they piggybacked the tobacco tax. And the second thing is, once you have a preschool for all, this is an invitation to demand everybody come under federal regulation for preschools, and that will probably involve all kinds of bad things, including requiring vaccinations for everyone and perhaps psychotropic drugs as well. And lastly, it boosts taxes on the middle class. Obama proposes to change the government's consumer price index in a way that will lower the inflation rate, as we've talked about already. But because the changed CPI would also apply to the annual tax bracket adjustments, that's the only other thing that the government automatically adjusts toward the CPI. CPI will end up hiking taxes by $124 billion, mainly on the middle class over the next decade through bracket creep. And in his remarks Wednesday after releasing his 65-day overdue budget, Obama claimed the numbers work. There's not a lot of smoke and mirrors in there. In fact, they say if it weren't for the smoke and mirrors, Obama's budget would have no budget at all. So it's going to be interesting. I don't think anyone's really capable of coming up with the budget. Nobody wants to get caught cutting spending because there are just so many people who will backlash against politicians. So I just don't think there's a solution to this except just to keep inflating moderately to keep things alive, keep bailing things out until this war comes along to give all of these people cover for a new world order that will be created in a new world currency. But it won't come, in my opinion, till war, and there won't be an economic collapse until war comes.
Well, it's going to be very interesting, but nobody really seems to be making much of an issue out of this preschool. Basically, he wants to get children out of their homes at age four and start sending them to a pre-kindergarten at some, what, $76 billion that he's going to raise from the tobacco tax? I mean, this is madness. And basically, America is the largest debtor nation in the world. We're doing everything on borrowed money, and the whole system's eventually going to collapse, and they know that. And Obama's doing everything he can to promote that. But go right ahead.
And once that entitlement program gets going, and it's just like any education, it becomes sacrosanct. Nobody's going to vote against education. No one's going to vote against Head Start. No one's going to vote against this new preschool program, which is pre-preschool. And I think we're looking at control. The just like one of the professors talked about CNN about, you know, the parents really don't own their children. It's very important that the government have a say. And they don't just mean have a say. They're going to say have the controlling interest in what children are taught. We're aiming towards a communistic system of total government, cradle-to-grave control of people and children.
Well, Joe, most people don't understand we have far more communism or socialism in America than they ever had in Russia or China. And understand that the average individual doesn't understand that we finance communism in Russia and finance the communism in China. We installed the Chinese communists in 1949 over the nationalist Chinese. And basically, this is always so we'd have an enemy, so our attention would be focused elsewhere as we were moving towards a communist nation here. Russia and China have always been a diversion, so we would not see what was happening to our own freedom.
Well, and they will become more of a diversion, and they have been created to be an actual physical enemy, and that will come, in my opinion, later on. But you are absolutely right. Just because Americans don't see government absolute ownership of the means of production, that doesn't mean we don't have the other complement of Fabian-type socialism, where we have private ownership but full federal control. Well, it's interesting that a 9/11 truther was victorious in a suit against the BBC in a British court. Tony Rook refused to pay a TV license fee required of everyone in the UK because the BBC, he said, intentionally misrepresented facts about the 9/11 attacks. It is widely known that the BBC reported the collapse of World Trade Center Building 7 over 20 minutes before it actually happened. That was, of course, the 47-story skyscraper that was not hit by an airplane, but what was brought down by explosive demolition. So Rook said the BBC had to have had prior knowledge of a terror attack, making them complicit in the attack. And, of course, it wasn't a terrorist attack. It was a U.S. government attack on the buildings. And they hired the terrorists to do it. But the terrorists couldn't have loaded the explosives into the building that brought down the World Trade Center. They even presented BBC footage to the judge along with a slew of other evidence, and the judge agreed that Rook had a reasonable case to protest BBC's national license requirements. Rook was found not guilty, and he was not fined for failure. But, of course, the judge did not overturn the fee for everybody else. He just let him go on his way. It's no wonder the press doesn't want to make an issue of this. It's one of those key pieces of evidence that proves not only that the buildings had been prepped for demolition before the attack, because certainly a terrorist couldn't have gone in and laid in all those explosives, but the Britain and other allies were colluding in the plot to use 9/11 as an excuse to start this war on terror.
But the frightening thing is that it means that there are people in our government who killed all those innocent civilians in the World Trade Center. They killed the Americans so they could get us into a war. When are the American people going to become aware of this and demand that the people who murdered almost 3,000 Americans be held responsible, including George W. Bush and Dick Cheney?
Well, of course, the problem is that the people who did this are in charge of government, and if they do have a call for another investigation, they'll just stock that investigation with people who have covered up just like the first one. That's exactly what happened during the second and the third Kennedy investigations by Congress. They covered it up. I mean, if you...
Well, we're out of time, Joe. God bless. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herbs policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herbs Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a 1 hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning was Joel Skousen, and certainly I just hope and pray Joel is right, that nothing's going to happen, this whole situation with North Korea is going to quiet down, but I'm not certain that's the case. I talked to Peter Pry yesterday. Peter was actually on the Congressional Commission that investigated the danger of an EMP attack. He was a member of the staff there. He worked for the Defense Department and for the CIA. He has a tremendous background in what's going on from an administrative point of view. I called him and asked him about some of the things he's written about the very real danger of an imminent North Korean attack on the United States using an EMP device. He says they have them. They have the ability to deliver them. There's no question they have the electromagnetic pulse type of nuclear weapon. Doesn't put out a tremendous explosion, but what it does is tremendous gamma rays that simply fry our entire electronic grid. And we will be having them on our programs in a couple of weeks. But basically, I do not feel we're out of the woods at all. I hope and pray that I'm wrong, but everything points to me that God is going to bring his judgment on this nation. And really, it's not my decision. And the decision will be made by God. Is he going to bring punishment on America now, or is he going to put it off to the future? We'll have to wait and see. Well, this is the time I need to certainly suggest that you get our material on the threat of an EMP attack. We have a 4-CD set. We have a DVD. We have the book, A Nation Forsaken, by Michael Maloof, who spent 30 years in the Defense Department and certainly knows about the danger we face. And then, of course, we have the 2004 Congressional Commission report. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And you need to get this material, and you need to duplicate it, and you need to get it out far and wide and let people understand there is a very real threat. And, of course, people need to begin making preparations. Make the preparations, and if you don't need them, fine. But it's far better to be prepared and not need it than to need it and not be able to be prepared and suddenly find that the whole world we live in no longer exists. And remember what has been said, and certainly has been reiterated by everybody who studied this, that within 6 to 12 months after an electromagnetic pulse attack on America, between as many as 90% of our population could be dead. This is not imaginary. It's real. We're facing a very real possibility of the America we know simply ceasing to exist. And North Korea has the bomb and the means of delivering it. And it's just going to be, well, we're going to have to wait and see what happens. But pray that certainly Joel Skousen is right and that I'm wrong, that he thinks the war is going to be some years in the future. I fear it may very well be much, much sooner. Under any circumstances, if you're out there in the listening audience in a position to help my ministry maintain its network of 50 outlets every week, where we'd appreciate you joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or certainly subscribing to our newsletters, or donating, or purchasing our items,
Remember, we also carry spices. We carry health devices. We carry Miracle Suso products. We carry the Berkey water filters, the Berkey, certainly the Big Berkey. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage where you can hear our programs 4 hours a day. You can listen to our afternoon program. If you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, listen on an iPad, iPhone, and then we ask you to pray for America. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our protection. Till Monday, may the Lord live.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore.